This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay, class, please take your seats.
I brought my pencil.
You're a slacker.
Give me something to write on.
Week at this time, we're going head-to-head to see who are the star students of rock between us and the men's room.
It feels like the men's room have been the star students and we belong at detention all week.
We've been getting creamed. Okay. So Mike Hawk is here.
I don't know if those... Wow.
Surprise.
Out of context, Taryn, we'd be in a lot of trouble for that.
Mike Hawk is here from the men's room to wrap up the week with Guess the Lick.
All right, I'm
against
ready for it.
Steve Miggs.
Okay.
Steve, don't let us down.
Okay.
The way this is going to work is... We will play an opening lick to a song, and you have to guess the song and the artist.
Perfect.
Easy, right?
Easy as pie.
So Danny is the one who grabbed the songs and the artists. So obviously I didn't.
Yeah. I like how you put that out there. So that way if they're terrible, you can just blame me.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to blame Taryn. Come on. That'd be rude.
Yeah, true.
All right. So do you want to start off with Mike first?
Sure.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
Let's do this.
Oh, that one's easy. That's Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Bam. Nailed it.
Killing it.
It is one of the better opening licks. Is this the first song on the record, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. And to open a record, one, the greatest record of all time, arguably, with this, the one of the greatest anthem rock songs of all time.
I would put this in my, like, top three, maybe top five of, I'm not sure which is my all-time favorite record from start to finish, but this is always going to be in the conversation.
It has to be in the conversation. And you can't help but get hyped every time you hear it, too.
And this was their debut album. To come out swinging like that, that's huge.
It all went downhill after. I'm kidding.
For me, that spaghetti incident?
I mean, the original five members, everything about it. And when you hear that, like at a sporting event, like at a Hawks game, and you hear that riff, and you're just like, okay, let's go. Let's run through a wall.
Okay, right. Steve.
I'm ready now.
Mike did his part. Now it's time for you to guess the lick.
Oh, it's Great Stuff, Limp Bizkit.
So easy.
Just one of those days. We might have a tie.
Not gonna lie, I'm glad that you got that one, Steve. I wasn't the biggest Limp Bizkit fan.
Danny!
I would not have done well with that one.
Blame
you took
Danny.
It easy on me.
We also need to just, I think, like, kidnap Mike for, like, a day and turn him into a Limp Bizkit fan.
I'm sure I would like it. I've just never sat down and, okay, and listened to the whole you know, library of Limp Bizkit.
Well, I would start with Chocolate Starfish and hot dog flavored water.
I would not start with that one. I would start with Significant Other or $3 Bill, y'all.
And, or even Gold Cobra. I mean, they're all great. I mean, you really can't go wrong with Limp Bizkit. Next time they come to town, we'll get the party bus. We'll bring you on the bus. We'll kidnap you and make you go see Limp Bizkit.
Sounds good.
Can you
I'm
tell
in.
These boys are thirsty for Durstie?
You know they are.
They yeah. are, man.
All right, Mike, you ready for another lick?
Hit me. That would be Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
And I do love that the lick is the motorcycle.
I've got nothing but just random sounds over here.
Well, the funny thing is that, like, I listened to this, and I had to make sure it was on the album like that, too. Because I thought it might just be for the music video.
Yeah, we might end up just at a stalemate.
Yeah, like, all right.
Yeah, is that the right term? We're stalemate? Stalemate?
Stalemate.
Stalemate, okay.
Just going right. blow for blow here.
Okay.
All right, Migs.
Out of context again.
Here is your lick.
Oh, smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Oh, talk about back to school. That's 101 right there.
Oh, and in the gymnasium?
Oh, yeah.
With the cheerleaders with the anarchy symbol, the music video?
So good.
The guy with the mob?
Right, the janitor just rocking out there?
That guy was the man.
Hell yeah. Star of the show right there.
Oh, man, how many more rounds do we have, Danny?
We have two more rounds.
All right. Two more rounds.
I think two more rounds.
Here is your guess, the lick.
That is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Nailed it.
Another one that's great at sporting events, no matter when they play it.
I remember I got to interview Jack White and brought up, how do you feel like that? And he, you could just hear it in his voice through the phone. Like, he was just smiling. He's like, I just love the fact that this gets used in soccer matches, college yes. football. It's like a cool, what a cool thing.
I think that's going to be one of the greatest achievements of one's musical career, to be used at that level and that frequency.
Well, you think about, like, when he probably wrote that, like that kind of like bassy type of a riff. I don't think he ever expected like 100,000 people like in Michigan to be like singing. That riff, like,
is so
it,
great.
It's incredible.
I remember being in pep band when I was in high school, and we were playing that song, and it just it got
my
everybody
God, Mike,
all lit
don't
up.
Tell
man.
Me how young you were.
Oh yeah,
hold on, let's talk about, you were in pep band.
I was in pep band. Yeah, so I started in the marching band, and then after football season was over, they moved everybody over into the, you know, when the basketball season started, then we all just sat in the rafters and just started playing.
So what instrument did you play?
I played trombone.
Nice.
Yes, sir. I was let's see, first chair for my last 2 years of school, so I'll wear that hat proudly.
Yeah, here he is bragging to us. Were you ever on any of the chairs as a saxophone player?
I was first chair for a little while at Stanford High School. Go Spartans.
I was on the broken chair for a drum machine. Tough times. Danny, were you in a pep band? Or no, you were cool. You were banging girls.
He was in an actual band. With groupies.
He was getting laid under the bleachers that we were playing on top of.
Yeah. Us three were just imagining things.
All right, one more round, guys.
Okay. Oh, Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Well done, well done.
We have more?
We have one more for Mike.
One more for Mike.
If he misses this one, then Steve wins.
It's all over.
And if he doesn't, I guess we have to lick something.
Oh, my.
Whoever licks it the longest.
Danny, out of context. Danny volunteers.
Yeah. Yes, we have to lick Danny's face.
Oh, heavens.
Whoever does it the longest wins. We'll do that off air, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off the record. Here we go. Oh, that is the Offspring Self-Esteem.
So we just ended a tie, baby.
Unforgettable intro right there.
Sometimes you tie. You know, that's just what happens in the world.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a preseason football game, they don't even let you go to overtime.
You just shake hands and walk away.
No, you just agree that you both did great.
Well, Mike, you did great.
So did you, Steve. Valiant effort.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.